What seems impossible today will one day become your warm-up. Anonymous.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hey everyone, this is Samantha Lee Wright, your host, and thanks for tuning in to the Essential Oil Revolution. Today's episode is a very health-focused episode that's going to touch on something that is vital, I think, to everybody's optimal health. We're going to touch on essential oils some, but the main focus of today's podcast is to talk all about detoxing and specifically about heavy metal detoxing, also tying in the importance of minerals. I'm talking to Wendy Myers from livetoo110.com. That's livetoo110.com. And holy bajoli, this chick blew my mind. She is simply amazing at what she does. She's been doing this for years. She's very scientific, super, super smart, and she just really throws like countless amounts of knowledge bombs in this episode. Before we dive into the interview, let's pull a recipe real quick out of our DIY dugout. This recipe comes from Shayna Arb in Hermitage, Tennessee, and this recipe is called the Gratitude Rollerball. Thought this one would be really great since we just celebrated Thanksgiving here in the States, which is all about gratitude. So to make the Gratitude Rollerball, combine 5 drops bergamot, 5 drops clove, 5 drops geranium, 5 drops frankincense, and 5 drops orange essential oil. Fill the rest of a 10 milliliter rollerball with your carrier oil of choice.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Well, hey everyone, I'm here with the lovely Wendy Myers from live210.com. We're going to be talking about two really important subjects, detoxing as well as minerals, and the importance of both of those. So welcome, Wendy. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Essential Oil Revolution.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. So I'm super excited about this topic. I think it's something that not a lot of people are super familiar with, but maybe it's sort of in the peripheral. So first, do you have maybe a short story you can share about how you got started with essential oils or sort of how they came into your world?
Yes. Well, I don't remember how I started using them. I mean, a lot of my clients ask me about them. And so I decided it was just time to dive down that rabbit hole. And I was really amazed at the research I was coming up with. And I was writing a blog post about the best essential oils for detox. And I just started going crazy with them and started using them for diffusing when I felt like I was getting sick. And there's one that I really, really like that I use for sleep. It's a blend of lavender and valerian and some other things. And I just really enjoy adding them to my own health regime.
Yeah, that's great. Now, what you do a lot over at Live to 110. What's your main focus?
My main focus is detoxification. I'm very, very passionate about that because I think it's a missing link that a lot of people don't think about. And I know a lot of people out there like myself at one time are eating great. They are taking amazing supplements. They're exercising and they're doing all these things and still not feeling quite how they feel like they should be feeling or not meeting their health goals. They don't have enough energy. Maybe they have some brain fog or even a health diagnosis or disease diagnosis. And the more I research, the more I realize that toxins and toxic metals and chemicals in our environment are one of the big underlying causes and triggers of health issues. So I like to give people a lot of tools and tips to detox their body, and essential oils can definitely be a part of that.
Now, you say a lot of people are struggling with sort of heavy metal toxins that are in the environment. Do you see that as a really common struggle? It's something we don't really hear a lot about, but how common is that?
Everyone.
Yeah.
Pretty common. Yeah, no, everyone has toxic metals in their body. It's completely unavoidable. They're in the air, food, and water. So even if you take really good care of yourself, you're still breathing air that has mercury and cadmium and thallium in it. Thallium is a gasoline additive that definitely causes major chronic fatigue. In the water, there's all kinds of metals, you know, manganese toxicity and uranium. A lot of my clients in California, southwestern U.S., have uranium in their water. Even if they're drinking amazing filtered water or spring water, you're getting it when you're showering. So it's tough, really, really hard to avoid metals in our environment.
Yeah, it seems like something we just kind of have to accept as part of the world that we live in. So I imagine a lot of the work you do is helping people figure out what to do now, you know, instead of avoiding. What do you do after the fact, since we all have it. You mentioned that heavy metals can cause chronic fatigue. What are some other symptoms that metal buildup can do to the body?
Every imaginable symptom and disease diagnosis. I mean, constipation, gas, bad breath, low immunity, hormone imbalance, especially thyroid imbalances, anyone with a thyroid issue. Mercury is the number one metal toxicity. And I've done a statistical analysis with a colleague of mine, and we put all of our thousands of metal tests together and came up with the top 10 metal toxicities, and mercury was number one. And that builds up in the thyroid and in the other glands that affect hormone signaling in the thyroid. And so that's a big issue. If you have any thyroid issue, you have mercury. And any PMS and fertility issues are huge. Any kind of reproductive fertility issues will be metal related. And it just goes on and on and on. Any kind of skin issue, usually related to mercury sensitivity, depression, mood swings, anxiety. I mean, just you name it, there's an underlying metal toxicity behind it.
Now, you work a lot with detoxing, and there's a bajillion different detoxes. I mean, you can look them up on Google. You can buy books about them. There's so many different ones out there. You know, so I want to get into more of that, obviously. But first, I'll just ask, are there detox programs or products out there that specifically target the metal issue, as opposed to sort of an overall detox? How many different types of detoxes are there?
There's good detoxes and bad detoxes.
Yeah.
I think it can be a complex thing. I mean, number one, you have to do the right testing. So when I work with clients, I have my program is called Mineral Power because minerals detox the body. But, you know, you have to do the right tests. Like you do hair, urine, DMSA challenge, and stool tests, because different metals come out in different ways in the body. So to really figure out everything that you have to do all three of those tests. And based on that, you take different supplements and different chelators to remove the metals that you have. And each metal has a different product that it responds best to, or a number of products. And then you have to take binders to ease the detox and make it more comfortable. You know, these are substances that will bind to metals that are being mobilized by all the different chelators. So this is all I do. I do detoxification, and there's certain things I do to prep the body for detox before we drop that nuclear bomb on your body. you have to prep the body. And some people, they just can't, if they're really, really sick, they can't start detoxing right away. They have to take baby steps and do certain things to build their bomb shelter before we drop the bomb. And so there's a lot of stuff out there, you know, like, oh, green smoothies to detox, or 10-day detoxes in a boxes, or a cleanse and things like that. But the reality is, I like it when people are thinking about detox and trying to take steps towards detoxing their body, but it takes a long time to completely detox your body. And with my clients, it takes 2 years to detox them. And that's if you do it correctly. And a lot of clients will go to a medical doctor and they'll just say, hey, do some IV chelation. And I don't recommend that. I think that's too fast. And it makes people very, very, it can make people very sick and throws the body off, the body chemistry off in various ways. And, or they'll just only give them DMSA. And a proper detox is far more complex than that. There's a lot of great doctors out there, but they don't really, I think a lot of them don't really focus on detoxification and really only do that one type of detox. And like I said, that's one tool in my arsenal, and it just gets very complex. So you have to work with a practitioner to do it right.
Yeah. So, I mean, not only does it seem like a good quality, effective detox is going to take a long time, but it's also going to take knowing specifically what's going on in your body. So it seems like you really need someone that has those tools available that can see what's going on, and then also know exactly which products or what tools that you need to support you in that journey.
Absolutely. And then when people have chronic health conditions, the kind of complicates matters. So every case is very individual in how I approach them.
Yeah. Now, this is sort of a random question, question I'm throwing in there, but you know, what kind of qualifications or background do you have that make you specifically such an expert in this area?
Well, it's not my degrees so much. I have a business degree and I've got multiple certifications in health. I'm a functional diagnostic nutritionist, so I can read any kind of medical tests that my clients have. But we have a medical director of our program. He's a physician with 35 years experience as a practicing medical physician. And I go to him with complex cases. I don't really have to consult with him that much, but he is someone I've mentored with, and I've mentored with numerous other physicians and practitioners that are experts in detoxification as well. And based on that, just created my program, Mineral Power. So it's not so much certifications or no school for detox, you know, it is information that I've had to just put together myself from thousands of hours of reading and doing research and paying to consult with many, many different practitioners.
How many people have you helped on this journey?
I've had 1,000 clients myself, but I also, like with my partner, who's the medical doctor, Dr. Bruce Jones, who's the medical director of our program, he's had thousands of clients, I mean, over 35 years.
Yeah, I imagine there's some really powerful stories in there. Do you want to, like, what's the kind of overall result that you see most common, or do you want to share any stories that your clients have sort of experienced?
Yeah, absolutely. So I had one client that came in, a typical cluster of syndromes, fibromyalgia, diabetes, chronic fatigue for a number of years, depression, arthritis, things of that nature, gut infections. And I've been working with her for about 18 months, and she's had 80% pain reduction in her fibromyalgia. Her blood sugar numbers have gone down 100 points. They were in the 300s when I was first started working with her. And her arthritis is tremendously better. She was having trouble typing. Now she doesn't have any problem with that. And she's just generally feeling better emotionally. She's sleeping. She wasn't able to sleep before. And she was extremely cadmium and uranium and mercury toxic, among other metals. So she had a lot of things working against her.
Wow. I'm so glad that you're doing what you're doing. That's such an incredible resource to have people out there like you that can really walk people hand in hand through that. Because I feel like so many of us are just lost, and we're so overburdened with all of these resources and all of these sort of fads and trends and different detoxes that come around. And I'm such an advocate and lover of free education, but I think there does come to a point where you really need to talk to someone that knows what they're doing, that has the tools that you don't necessarily have in your basement, you know, that can really see what's going on.
Yeah, it was really quite a challenge putting all this information together.
Yeah, I bet.
Like I said, I had to find the right teachers and, you know, spend, you know, with Dr. Bruce Jones, I've been mentoring with him for about 2 years. And this is not information that you can find on the internet so
right.
easily. He and I are creating a detox institute for this very reason. We'll have practitioner courses on how to read metal tests and how to detox them and the supplements used for detoxification, because there just isn't enough information. And it's extremely important, because when people go to their physicians, and I've had clients go to physician after physician after physician, and they're not looking at nutrition and toxic metals and chemicals for the most part, unless they're a really brilliant functional diagnostic medical doctor. They're just not looking in the right place for many things. And I don't think they do a very good job of chronic care of health conditions, or the care of chronic health conditions. And so you really have to look at nutrition and toxic metals if you plan to improve your health conditions.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about essential oils for a little bit. How do they play a role in all this?
Well, you know what? Like I said, I love it when people do everything that they can to detox their body. And essential oils are proven, they're shown in the research, to detox various metals in the body. And they're also known to facilitate the detox organs like the liver and other in the kidneys and other parts of the body. So they're very, very helpful to facilitate detoxification.
What oils come to mind specifically for liver support?
You know, I love lemon oil. Lemons are known disinfectants, and the essential oil of lemon is no different. The citrus oil boosts the immune system by stimulating white blood cells to defend the body, and it has detoxifying and regenerating properties that are beneficial for the liver.
Excellent. So, Wendy, how do minerals play a role in our overall health?
Well, minerals are the spark plugs of the body. And if you don't have adequate mineral levels, your body's various metabolic processes are not going to work very well, like cellular division and making energy and digesting your food. You have to have adequate mineral levels if you want your body to work. And a lot of my clients are really surprised when they just start taking some basic minerals like magnesium or zinc, and they're surprised by how much better they feel so quickly, including sleep. A lot of clients just have a simple magnesium deficiency when they're not able to sleep, and are very pleasantly surprised when they're sleeping better or feel more relaxed or less anxious when they start magnesium and other minerals.
Yeah. Any advice for people purchasing minerals? I know there's like the tablet form or the pill form that you can take, and there's a lot of liquid forms out there. And sometimes it's hard to tell which minerals are in those liquid forms. Any advice or consumer tips for that?
Yes. Well, it can get complex. It depends on the mineral. With each mineral, there's different forms that are better than others. But I am a fan of the liquid ionic minerals. You can definitely find, like, Trace Minerals is a very good company that has a multi-mineral in ionic form. There's another company called Drucker Labs. They have a product called Intramins that's really, really nice. It has about 80 trace minerals. Unfortunately, there's too many metals in that product. Even if you eat sea salt, there's about 80 minerals in that, but you also get metals with that. But they're very, very trace amounts. They're very, very small amounts, because wherever you have minerals, you will also have metals. So a product that I like to use with clients is called Oceans Alive Marine Phytoplankton. And that has every nutrient required by the human body. And it doesn't come from the ocean, so it doesn't have any metals in it. And it's made in these multi-million-dollar bioreactors in Spain. They have every control and input perfectly controlled to grow this marine phytoplankton. And I don't have any clients that have any kind of reaction to it or food sensitivity. And you know, it has every nutrient required by the body, including all the minerals. So that's really my favorite go-to multi-mineral.
Okay. Have you ever tried Young Living's mineral essence? It's a liquid form. It tastes like poo, but it's really good. Yeah.
You know, I have not personally used that one. There's a lot of multi-mineral products out there, but I haven't used that one.
A lot of people that sort of start out with their Young Living oils, that it's sort of their first introduction into all of these different supplements too, which is something I like about it. But I remember my twin sister, for her wedding, she was flew down to Tennessee, and she couldn't bring her mineral essence with her. So she made me bring her a little bottle of it for her wedding, because she was like, I cannot go through my wedding without my mineral supplement.
Yeah.
She's cute that way. Yeah. So there's a lot of different minerals out there. They're super vital to our health. Why aren't we getting these naturally anymore?
Well, unfortunately, because of the way our food is grown and transported and stored, there's a lot of mineral loss happening along the way in each different step. And even if you eat organic food, a lot of it's grown on these big, gigantic farms because organic foods are the only profit center for the food industry at the time. And there's no financial incentive for farmers to use methods or products that remineralize the soil. And typically, the minerals that are put into the soil are what's called Miracle-Gro, and that's a chemical fertilizer that has three minerals in it: nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. And unfortunately, it's three minerals, where we need 80 minerals or more in our bodies. So And because of stress, additionally, that will cause a loss of minerals in our body. It's really very taxing on our body, especially for magnesium. Almost every person I test is magnesium deficient. So that's something that everyone needs to be taking every single day. And the general rule of thumb is 5 times their body weight in pounds in milligrams per day. So if you weigh 200 pounds, times 5, you're going to need about 1,000 milligrams of magnesium per day. And I really like magnesium thionate, magnesium glycinate, magnesium malate, maybe some of the spray, magnesium chloride, Epsom salt baths.
Yeah. Can you explain a little bit about the difference between those?
Well, different forms do different things in the body. So for me, I take 3 different forms of magnesium every day. And I take magnesium thionate because it's really good for cognition and improving brain function and improving your body's energy production. I like malate, magnesium malate. That will give you energy and help your body to detox. Magnesium chloride is nice because that's the kind that you see in ancient minerals spray oil or Ease magnesium spray. I like that product better by Activation Products because it's like a water. You just spray it on your body and you're not like this oil slick like you are with the ancient minerals. And it's really itchy. The Ease has the highest quality form of magnesium chloride. All the other products tend to have the cheapest form of magnesium chloride that you can get. So I only really can recommend the Ease spray magnesium. And you can't use that by itself. You're not going to absorb enough magnesium. So you really need to use other forms.
Yeah. Wow. This is a lot to digest for sure. This is all such great advice. So thank you so much. Before you go, do you want to maybe mention any other essential oils or other products that are sort of your favorite or go-tos for people that are sort of starting out on this journey?
Yeah. So yeah, for sure. Let's talk about some essential oils for detox. I really love rosemary. Rosemary is great. It's a known iron chelator. A lot of people are iron toxic from eating refined grains made from refined flour that are enriched. So they're enriched with a form of iron our bodies can't really absorb. So if anyone's been eating lots of bread and flour and products like that, they can be iron toxic. And rosemary also protects the DNA. And it's really one of the more promising detox oils. And it really outperforms other detox superstar oils like oregano, thyme, sage, and clove. And so I really like that one.
Can I interject a random question about iron real quick? So that type of iron that you find in the flour and the wheat, how is that different than like if you're eating out of cast iron?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of cast iron. Again, that's a form of iron our bodies cannot assimilate because it's coming from a metal pan. Like our bodies can't take iron from the soil or iron from a piece of iron like the iron pan and utilize that in our bodies. So that's actually a toxic form. I usually recommend people do an enamel coated cast iron. And the only iron I can really recommend is iron from red meat. That's a heme form of iron that our bodies absorb and utilize very, very easily. But you can also do duck or any kind of red meat. That's really the form that I prefer.
Yeah, I know that a lot of iron, so like my daughter is iron deficient, so she's on supplements. She's 2, and they're horrible on her system. I mean, it really messes up her stomach. So we're just trying to experiment with what are some alternatives for that. And you would just recommend red meat is really the best go-to for that?
Yes. Yeah, red meat that's the best way to absorb iron. But sometimes people that are iron deficient, they're actually not iron deficient, they're magnesium deficient. It makes their ferritin look low on blood tests.
Interesting.
So she might just need magnesium.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry to interject that. So yeah. You were talking about rosemary. Yeah, I'm definitely like cheating, getting free consultation for my daughter.
Yeah.
So rosemary is a good detoxifier. And what else were you going to say?
The other essential oil is clove. Clove is another iron chelator, and it's one of the most potent antioxidants on the planet. And it has a really high ORAC, which is the oxygen radical absorbance capacity. So really, really high antioxidant value. And there's also other one, valerian root. That's also another very good iron chelator as well. There's the mint family. The mint family is a very potent detoxifier as well.
Awesome. Thanks, Wendy. Is there anything else you want to add before we move on to our closing questions?
No, that's it.
Great. This has been such a wonderful information session. So thank you. So before you go, we always ask our listeners two questions. The first is just, can you share what your daily health habits look like?
Yes. Well, one of the favorite things that I do is I use a near infrared sauna. That is kind of different than the typical wooden sauna that you think of at your gym,
right?
Or at a lot of people buy
your hippie retreat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A lot of clients will buy a wooden sauna with these black fabric panels around them. That's a far infrared sauna, but I use a near infrared sauna. It has these red light bulbs on them. And by doing that, those rays penetrate my body and really facilitate a deep detox. And so I sweat out all kinds of metals and chemicals. That's the best way to get chemicals out of your body, because we have about 700 chemicals on average, based on a study by the Center for Disease Control. And they do a big study about every 5 years. And sweating is one of the best ways to do that. But using a near infrared sauna really amplifies your body's ability to detox. Just sweating from a workout doesn't quite do the same thing. And it's not enough. A lot of my clients work out 5 days a week and they're still super, super toxic. So you have to really detox in an infrared sauna. The kind that I use is called Sauna Space. It's the only manufacturer of a near infrared bulb sauna.
Great. What a great habit to do every day. I love it. Now, final question is, what's just one thing that we all should ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
Let's see. Well, there's a lot. Yeah. Well, you know, one thing that's kind of interesting is I say to ditch the alkaline water. And that's something that a lot of people are drinking. They're drinking bottled waters. And unfortunately, these alkaline waters that are marketed to people begin with reverse osmosis water. And the problem with that, reverse osmosis water does not hydrate your cells. So what happens is people drink this water and they still are thirsty. Their body is still dehydrated, even if they drink 8 glasses of it per day. And I learned this very expensive lesson when I bought a reverse osmosis filter that has alkaline water. And I spent about $1,400 of it with the installation. And I was drinking and drinking and drinking it. And I was still thirsty. And I thought, how is that even possible when I drink 10 glasses of water and I'm still thirsty? And what I found in my research is just the reverse osmosis water has been damaged by the membrane, the filtration system. So I urge people to drink properly filtered water. And even though technically reverse osmosis is the purest and cleanest, it's not recommended because it doesn't hydrate you. So that's benefit from that, even though it's free of toxins. Same with distilled water. That's a water that's kind of very hungry. It will grab onto minerals out of your body. So I don't recommend drinking that for very long, max maybe 30, 60 days on that. So you've got to drink spring water or properly filtered water. I really like Purifex filters because they have about 5 different filtration methods. So they preserve the quality of the water while removing all the toxins.
Great. That is great advice. I've never heard that before. It's amazing how so many of these quote unquote healthy products are marketed towards us that are just not. And they're very expensive.
I can't even stand to drink Dasani water or other types of water that are reverse osmosis sparklets. I drink them and then I start getting nauseated, you know, because my body is dehydrated. And so those do not quench your thirst in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah. So most commercial filtered waters, will they say on the label reverse osmosis?
They do not. So what you just need to look for is it has to say spring water or artesian water, which is also spring water. It has to say that. If it says drinking water or alkaline water, just avoid it. It has to say spring water.
Great advice. Well, thank you so much, Wendy. Before you go, please let everyone know sort of what they can do from here or how they can reach you or learn more.
Yes. Yeah, so you can find me on my website, live2110.com. It's LIVETO110. mineralpower.com. You can learn about my healing and detox program, Mineral Power, at mineralpower.com. And it's a customized detox and customized supplements to your body chemistry. And I also have lots of free info on my site. I've got over 300 articles and almost 200 podcasts that people can listen to and get to know me.
All right. Thank you so much, Wendy. This has just been such a mind-blowing episode. Thank you so much for your time and all that you do.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
The Essential Oil Revolution is created by me, Samantha Lee Wright. You can connect with me on Instagram at Sam Lee Wright or on Facebook at Essential Oil Revolution Podcast. Our website is revolutionoilspodcast.com. There you can find a link to our sponsors, shop our most popular items, and find more detailed show notes for every episode. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoy the show, consider sharing it with a friend or leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. It helps other people find this show, and your kind words also make me cry a little, not gonna lie. You can submit up to 5 recipes a year into our DIY dugout, which makes you automatically enter to win our monthly giveaways. Simply email us your name, your original essential oil recipe, and where you're from or your website to DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com. You can also send us in your episode ideas or your personal essential oil success stories. With your permission, we can share your testimonial with everyone right here on the show. Go the extra mile and consider recording your story in a video. Send it in and we can extract the audio and share it here with our listeners. Use a pair of earbuds or a microphone and tell us about how essential oils have helped you. Make sure you're subscribed to the show so you can get new episodes downloaded while you sleep. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more. And you can also tell Alexa, "Hey Alexa, play the Essential Oil Revolution podcast," and she'll do it. Pretty cool, huh? I can't thank you enough for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of the revolution. We'll catch you here next week. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.